Someone else that's something to watch, Nithya Raman, passing Spencer Pratt in the razor-thin race to see who will go up against L.A. Mayor Karen Bass in a runoff. If these results hold, do the people of L.A. actually want to fix the problems that have made their city, according to so many people, Democrats, Republicans alike, unlivable right now?
You're watching, Lee, third world level fraud on display.
That's what it looks like.
For the entire world to see. You look at Bill Esaley. He is the, you know, United States attorney. Unbelievable. Listen to this. California allows first-time voters to register using forms of ID most Americans would find surprising, he writes in a tweet. Gym membership card. Credit or debit card, employer ID card, prescription drug label, insurance card. Now, you understand, California provides free health coverage to illegal immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
That's all this is by design.
Which still are not eligible to vote in, well, some elections.
Yeah. So he says he's got multiple active voter fraud investigations going on in California. He should. But this is a disaster. When you start looking at like how bad that this is, National Review's John Fun has this out this morning about how this works. Listen to this. They mail ballots to every single resident, whether you want one or not. But the problem with that is they refuse to remove the dead or who's moved off the voter rolls. They just keep sending them.
And allow ballot harvesting, which is the other issue.
And ballot harvesting is where a voter can return a ballot. Okay, well, first of all, a voter can return a ballot in any county in California, no matter, you know, what county they live in, right? But the ballot harvesting is where anyone can collect and deliver limitless number of mail-in ballots. In other words, you go around, hey, how many ballots you got there? I got like 15. I live in an apartment. This is everyone who ever lived here before me. Cool. Can I have those? Well, nobody's checking to see who's doing what or who's filling out what or who filled out what for whom.
But the thing is, though, also that the voter can ask for assistance and then have the ballot harvester deliver the ballot.
Yes.
Gee, nothing to see here. No. Move along.
This is from National Review. Tom Del Baccaro, a former GOP state chairman, told me he received 4 duplicate ballots at his address. So, in other words, one that's supposed to be for him and 4 more for him, too. I mean, 3 more for him, too. 4 duplicate ballots at his address. And he says his neighbors regularly get ballots for people who no longer live there. A lawsuit against California Secretary of State by the nonprofit organization Judicial Watch, it's currently active. They haven't completely resolved it, says there are 873,000 people on the state's voter registration rolls who have moved or died who are still getting ballots. So they just mailed a ballot out the door, it goes. In 2024, a previous Judicial Watch lawsuit forced Los Angeles County to remove 1.2 million inactive voter registrations because they were all getting ballots. So you got all these ballots swirling around. You have no way to really track them, or that the person who filled them out is the person who, number one, is still alive, number two, still lives there. There's no way to know, and that's by design, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're seeing right now, it has deeply embarrassed the Democrats that Spencer Pratt and, you know, is doing as well as he is, pointing out how horrific Democrat rule is. This has hurt them badly across the country.
Well, see, that's what democracy looks like. And they, although they claim that's what they want, that's the exact opposite of what they want.
Same with Steve Hilton, right? And so they've got to beat this down. It's not that Spencer Pratt was never going to win. That's not the problem,
right?
Okay? Because, you know, he was going to make it into the runoff, but Karen Bass would ultimately win because everybody's so Democrat there. That's not the problem. This, what's so embarrassing is he's done so well. He's raised more money than them in real donations from real people who are like, tell it, tell the world how miserable Democrat rule is. This is really putting the hurt on them, so they need him to be discredited. And there's these numbers that are coming in, these late batches of votes are impossible. And all they're doing is then they extend Election Day out 7 days, right? You can turn them in 7 days late. And then that allows the counting. How many do we need? Okay, we need this many. Oh, look, there's a ballot harvester.
Yeah, exactly.
And once Democrats in these corrupt states with these rules start counting, Lee, I've watched this for 20 years. It goes the same way. Yeah. The Democrat starts winning or the liberal starts winning. Right. It's never ends a different way.
Yeah, it never goes the other way. Funny how that happens. I'm sure it's purely a coincidence.
Now, we could end this with the SAVE Act.
Yes.
Okay? We could do that. We could end it with the SAVE Act. But I want to point something out, what happened end of last week, because it's very instructive. Mm-hmm. Four Republicans voted no, and it died. We could have attached it to a budget bill where who were the four Republicans? Okay, one is Susan Collins. She always gets a pass for me because by the grace of God, somehow she wins in Maine, okay?
Exactly.
So I get it. She can't vote for the SAVE Act. It's very unpopular with Democrats. A lot of Democrats vote for her. We shouldn't have that seat. Okay. The next one is Murkowski from Alaska. She is a Democrat. What Alaskans are thinking, I have no idea.
Really.
It's pure high octane stupidity, right? But she's a Democrat. She hates Trump. She's very open about it. Somehow they send her back, even though Trump wins overwhelmingly in Alaska. Go figure it out. All right. Those two are lost. But we lost that vote really by two votes. Okay. If we had two more votes, we could have passed the SAVE Act. Who else voted against it? This is the important part. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is the instructional part.
Yep.
Mitch McConnell. Chinese owned and operated. Mitch McConnell and who else? Tom Tillis.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they in the Senate right now? Because Trump endorsed them and defeated their conservative, Trump loyalist opponents. Wait, Trump did this to himself? Yes, he did, with his endorsements. He keeps endorsing uniparty who hate him and hate us. So his endorsements gutted the SAVE Act.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at South Carolina. Do you realize where we are? I mean, Axios has counted this up. Democrats need to flip three congressional districts in order to take the House. Things have gotten better since we redistricted, right? It could be four, but why is it not four? It's not four because in this state, he endorsed Henry McMaster. McMaster slow walked it to... and that had the effect of knocking that seat to the Democrats. What else? Trump endorsed most of the people in the Senate who voted no and voted with the Democrats. Not all of them. He didn't endorse Shane Massey, but he endorsed most of them. So he did this to himself. Yes, he did. He's got to stop endorsing people who hate us and who hate him. It's been catastrophic for South Carolina. We're not going to, I mean, this state of slate of liberals he endorsed last time defeated all the conservatives, some great people, some of whom I knew personally, because I'm guessing Lindsey Graham got the endorsements and he just did. Why is Trump endorsing in state legislative races? I don't know, but it cost us a congressional seat. Why did Trump endorse McMaster? I don't know. It cost us a congressional seat. McMaster inserted knife in his back. So now Trump's endorsing Pam Evett. What does that mean? Nothing. Worse than nothing. Most of his endorsements are really bad. A lot of them are done for political reasons, and you can't take them seriously. You really, really, really can't. But he gutted the SAVE Act with his endorsements. Now, the good news is, Lee, he seems to be learning a little bit. A little bit. Because Mitch McConnell out of Kentucky had chosen a successor for 20 more years of sleaze and capitulation to the Democrats and probably the Chinese, because that's the Mitch McConnell tradition. Mitch McConnell had chosen him. Trump smartly endorsed the actual pro-Trump, pro-American conservative in that race. We defeated the Mitch McConnell legacy candidate. So that's one that's going to get fixed. He took out Cassidy. Good for him. Cassidy's gone now in Tennessee. So this is the first election cycle where he's endorsing people who like him and won't immediately turn on him.
There's a concept, you know.
Crazy, I know. So it's getting better, but the cost is terrible. It's absolutely awful. And think about this way real quickly, Lee. Scott Bessent last week while you were gone called that emergency meeting with the banks, right?
Yeah.
To say, listen, these Chinese, do you realize China, as part of its military, has a million strong hacker army,
mm-hmm.
primarily aimed at us.
Yeah.
So Bessent panicked, Treasury Secretary, and he's calling all these bank heads together. Listen, I know that your protection for your system is strong, but their hacking ability is stronger. Mm-hmm. You have got to do something. Let us help you. What does that mean for elections?
Yeah.
Look, Today, folks, today's Battleground America podcast is going to be epic because I'm going to run down the Chinese threat to these elections in 28 and in 26. It's next level. It's like nothing we've ever seen. And these systems are hanging out there wide open, ready to be manipulated by China to get the Democrats in office. It's a mess.